Blog Talk.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Welcome, everybody, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today on this Wednesday. Wherever you are, we have a wonderful guest and actually a wonderful lineup today. My first guest is going to be Michelle Pace, and she's on the line and anxious to talk to you about really how to create fashion for empowering women and empowering moms, and it's going to be a very exciting show. Did you know that there's a National Association for Moms in Business? I was very impressed with that because according to the Center for Women's Business Research, and this may be a little bit outdated because I'm looking at statistics from 2009, there are 10.6 million women-owned businesses in the United States, and these businesses are generating $2.5 trillion in annual revenue. And I'm going to say that again because I think that is so impressive. $2.5 trillion in annual revenue. And with women starting businesses at nearly twice the rate of men, it's really no surprise that mothers are making up the fastest growing segment of new business owners. And really, let's face it, folks, it's not easy to run and to grow a business while also juggling a family, juggling your home, and also taking care of yourself, particularly during today's tough economic times. But it's really important that we are here to look at some incredibly wonderful women like Michelle Pace, who can inspire other moms and other women to really, firstly, be savvy in fashion, and secondly, to look and see if there is a business that can fit their needs, fit their family, and also fit their style. Michelle Pace is an editor-in-chief of StyleMom.com, and she's my first featured guest today. She's appeared on CBS, Early Show, Martha Stewart, and Fox. She was one of four bloggers chosen by Buick to host the red carpet at Essence Magazine's 40th anniversary Fierce and Fabulous Women celebration. With 15 years' experience in advertising, marketing, and film and media production for some of the biggest consumer fashion, beauty, and retail brands in the world, Michelle has become a voice and evangelist for one of the most influential consumer groups, style-conscious and fashionista moms. She preaches empowerment and self-expression to mothers to maintain a personal sense of style, and she's a champion of spreading positive images and relationships of and amongst women in the media. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce Michelle because she has a lot to tell us, and she's right here. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Great, Dr. White. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And I took a look at your website. I love it. It's really wonderful. But I think our audience would love to know just how you got started. So can you tell us what really led you to launch Style Mom?
Sure. Well, for, you know, I spent over a decade in the ad agency world, like you mentioned previously, working with the various brands, consumer, fashion, retail. And, you know, as you're gauging the trends and you're doing the research when you're working on marketing campaigns, I started to see my own trend and discover that working with many fashion and beauty brands, they were not kind of talking to that segment of moms. And it became a bigger issue for me because I felt like many brands had kind of skipped over talking directly to Generation X, which is a large segment of moms right now in their mid to late 30s, early 40s, and we are really the trendsetters. That generation are the ones that are making the great new applications, the things you see online, making headlines in entertainment and business. We're setting the trends, but because our population is so small, most people tend to market to the younger generation. And we're kind of stuck in the middle. We're not the boomers. We grew up on rock and roll and hip-hop and the different things that are part of pop culture today. But I felt as though there was not a voice for us in the space when it came to fashion. They were still trying to put us in khakis and cardigans and realizing that we have grown into a new dynamic today. So that was really my motivation for starting Style Mom, as well as from a business sense, just feeling the need to develop something that was my own brand. After working with so many brands and being in that rat race, which is very difficult in the ad agency industry, I just wanted to, you know, take a gamble and step out on my own and see if I could actually do this for a brand that I created myself. So that was really my motivation for starting Style Mom. Besides the fact I'm an avid lover of fashion, went over to FIT to start some grad courses part of the year last year. So I figured, why don't I turn my passion, use my abilities within my industry, and try to strike out on my own.
I think it's great. Now, do you actually design fashions for that Generation X's?
I don't design. I'm basically a resource. I'm at the runway shows during Fashion Week, scouring different boutiques, scouring the different online retailers, anything from DIY fashion to luxe fashion. So I don't actually, you know, design a line of clothing, but I talk about the things that you kind of see in the fashion magazines and the glossies. But as a mom, you're a little too busy to kind of digest that and interpret that into something that's more tangible for you. So that's why Style Mom, to bridge that gap.
Great. So what you're doing then is bringing all that new information in terms of styles to moms, like you said, who are really too busy and would love to be able to get in touch with that, but they don't have the time because of all the balls that they're juggling. And so you're making their lives easier, right?
Exactly. And plus, it can be so intimidating, the traditional messaging that's out there with fashion in the magazines. You see very young models, you see these beautiful clothes, but you really don't know how to put them together as it would pertain to your own personal style. And like you said, we're busy moms, we have a lot going on, so it's just nice to have someone kind of translate that and then serve up looks and styles that you can actually relate to in your everyday life as a mom.
You know, I think that's so important, and I also think that moms don't give up on fashions necessarily just after they have a baby, and I think that's probably why you began your website and began your business, because people, particularly women, like to look, we like to look good, and it doesn't matter what age we are, it doesn't matter how many children we have, we still want to look good, we still want to feel attractive. And oftentimes, fashion is not just about how we look to other people, but it's really about how we look to ourselves, which is why I'm so excited about what you do with it, because you're using empowerment and self-expression to preach about mothers having not only a personal style, but feeling good about themselves, feeling good about who they are, about how they look, and about how they're representing themselves. Can you tell us what a fashionista mom is? I love the term, but I don't know if our listening audience really knows what that means.
A fashionista mom is someone who will take chances in fashion, someone who likes to keep up with the styles and the trends, but they're also into having their own personal style. They're pretty resourceful with, you know, using items in their closet and pairing them with some of the new trendy items that may come out, and always kind of reinventing themselves. I try to make fashion fun because it should be. We had fun when we were little dressing up our dolls, and that same type of mindset should apply today. Yes, we're a little less, we have less time, but at the same time, you still should go in it as, you know, I'm having fun. This is a personal style of mine. It's your own personal sense of creativity that you're kind of putting out there for the world to see. So Fashionista Mom kind of takes pride in that, and it's not just about what clothes or what labels you're wearing. It's just about how you put together the look creatively to kind of represent who you are. So that's basically what a Fashionista Mom is about.
I like what you talked about. I like the idea of creativity and putting it together and also having fun, because I think we want to have fun and we want to look good, as I said earlier, and I think people are creative, and you can be creative in many ways, and like you're talking and also like your website represents, you can be very creative and playful in fashion. What do moms tell you when they discover Style Mom?
A lot of moms are just like, you know, it's great. They feel comfortable with the tone of how we talk about fashion. I think they're very comfortable with asking questions and even giving their own style tips. We've gotten tremendous positive feedback ever since it started, just as a small, tiny blog, to growing into having a couple editors and contributing writers. So it's been excellent feedback. A lot of folks have told me, you know, this is something that's needed, you know, in the space when it comes to fashion. As you mentioned before, I talked to a couple designers that actually said, you know, moms, you know, after they have a baby, they give up on fashion. I was appalled. I was literally appalled. That right there made me, you know, made me realize that I was doing exactly what I should be doing, is trying to change that mindset and that perception.
Right. I think it's important. I really do. What about the moms who, after they have babies, they've gained some weight, and they do feel defeated, and they do feel that, oh, what's that? What's the point? How can I really look good? And what do you do to appeal to those women, to those moms?
We try to give them options. I think when after you have a baby and you've gained some baby weight, I think what most moms think, they put themselves up against this wall where they're not used to their new body type. Where our bodies change being women over the years. So what we try and do is put together looks and things that are interchangeable while you're going through your different weight fluctuations, like something as simple as a wrap dress. You can get a wrap dress, wear it while you're 9 months pregnant, and because it's a wrap dress and it adjusts, you can wear it as you fluctuate in and out from losing the baby weight. We try to give them options that they normally don't see. They think they always have to fit back into their old jeans, and sometimes it's time to revamp your wardrobe, not just for your body type, but just because it's time to just have a fresh new look, a fresh new outlook. I think a lot of folks, I don't think it's that they give up on fashion. I think they kind of give up thinking that they could be a part of being fashionable after, you know, having a baby and going through those changes. And a lot of it is psychological. You know, a lot of it is being able to kind of have that support group, whether it's family members, mothers, a therapist, to understand that you are still that creative and beautiful woman you were before you had a baby. And I think it's just getting people to understand that you're still going to be that woman after you have a baby, no matter what changes your body goes through. But we also promote healthiness. Still stay healthy. As long as you're on that track to healthiness, accept those body changes and know there's different things you can do to still get that hourglass shape you want. You know, the base is important. Yeah.
Right. I think the whole package, the health, the how we look is so important. I think it's really interesting because women do psychologically and emotionally after they have babies, they do go through a change. There's a change relating differently to their children, to who they are, to different kinds of responsibilities, getting accustomed to a new role, and I'm thinking more of first-time moms. And I think that we do undergo some kind of psychological, as I said, an emotional change. And to, like you said, to bring in a new wardrobe that may not necessarily be expensive, but to sort of represent the new you is so, so very, very important. And I love the idea that you're doing that. You provide style tips for moms. Can you tell the audience how you think that helps with self-esteem? I know it helps for self-esteem, but I think some people would say, well, wait a minute. What? It's only what you're putting on your body. How can that really make you feel good inside? You and I know differently, but go ahead.
Well, if you ever run across a woman with a great pair of shoes, a great bag, or a great outfit, and you compliment her and say, hey, I love your shoes, or hey, that's a beautiful dress, watch her posture change. They stand up straight, we walk with a little bit more sway in our step. It matters. A lot of people think fashion doesn't matter. It's not the business of fashion, but it's the style, like I said, the creativity behind it. It does matter. It does affect how you are emotionally. When you feel good and you feel as though you look good, we do walk straight. We walk straighter, our backs are arched, we're a little bit more prouder, and the day seems to flow smoother when we feel like we're just having those good days. And we all know we have those days when we're looking in the mirror like, oh gosh, I'm just a wreck today. Or days when you're just totally on your game and you just know, I love this look, I'm feeling good about it. You just have a little bit more swagger to you, and I tell people that all the time. Compliment somebody and see how their whole demeanor changes. That right there is proof positive that it does matter, and that's why you should take it, you know, you should realize that that should be incorporated as a part of your lifestyle as well.
You know, I think that's so necessary, complimenting other women, because oftentimes women are viewed as being catty and being sort of combative and in competition with one another. But you're right, when you compliment another woman, a friend, a relative, about how she looks, her dress, her makeup, whatever, it really does make a difference. And we've all had, I in particular sometimes have a bad hair day, particularly if I'm wearing a hat and then take it off and I think, oh no, I can't go anywhere with that. But sometimes just doing something else with fashion, just doing something else with my clothes makes a difference. Nichelle, what do you think moms want in fashion? What are they asking for and what are they expecting?
I think they want functionality and comfort, but they still want to look stylish. We need to be mobile. So we could, you know, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, you could go from home to the store to soccer practice, or you can go from a board meeting to another work meeting to track practice with the kids or ballerina practice. There's so many things that we have on our plate. So I think the number one thing they're looking for in fashion is something that is functional, something that is washable, wearable, breathable. We have so much going on. We need things that kind of work within our busy lifestyle. So I know the pieces and looks that give you dual purposes are big for moms, things that can transition, whether it's a great black blazer or a classic white shirt or, you know, the various things that you can incorporate in and out of your wardrobe. We need things that will kind of, you know, change as we change and go as we go from our day-to-day lives.
You know, I think that's so necessary, and I don't know that it's not, I think it's not necessarily something that just appeals to moms. I do a lot of moving and working with clients and working with businesses, and I like clothes that look good but also feel comfortable, so that when I'm moving and when I'm teaching and when I'm coaching that I feel comfortable, and also that you're conveying that to people. You've seen people, whether it's been on TV or in person, who really are wearing very uncomfortable clothes, whether it's a female or a man. And it shows. It shows in their bodies. It shows in how they're relating to others, how they're holding themselves. And it really makes a difference. So I like that whole idea of functionality and comfort as well as looking good. Now, I've noticed that you do a lot in terms of empowering women with your conferences and seminars. And can you just tell us very briefly about that? Because I also would love for you to give us a few tips as we're moving into the holiday season for moms.
Sure. A few of the conferences are social media related conferences where we talk about not just the industry, but the relationships within social media, blogging, and online editing. So we discuss a lot of things from how to work with different companies, relationship management, to how to build a network of supporters behind you and how to build those relationships amongst women. A lot of things we talk about is sharing, because social media, the whole base of social media is sharing. So a lot of things I preach is don't be afraid to share. There's enough space. There's billions of people on the internet, and there's tons of information out there that many companies look for. So one thing that I always advocate is that, whether you're a blogger or online editor, that you have a network and you support each other, because at the end of the day, you're stronger as a network when it comes time for brands to take notice. You're always going to be stronger if you have a network of other women that have sites as well than by yourself.
I love that idea of sharing. I think that's wonderful. We're running out of time, and we have just my next guest is almost on the line. And I want to ask you to, can you give us two tips for moms for the holidays that are fashion tips so that they can look stylish? They don't have to look like their daughters, but they feel good. They feel better. Great about themselves, and they're moving into the holidays with fashion and style and strong self-esteem.
Sure. Keep a bunch of accessories. You can use what's in your closet. If you have a little black dress or red dress, all you really need to do is revamp accessories, from fun sequin scarves to the big bib crystal necklaces and bangle bracelets. That's the easiest way to add some holiday bling for the holidays. And going back again to the scarves, just to reiterate, scarves are a great, great accessory to have, not just for the holidays, but all year round. I have probably about 60 scarves altogether that extends my wardrobe. And you can find them at Walmart, Target, anywhere, thrift store. Just fun scarves are always a great way to kind of add some glam, even if you're in T-shirt and jeans. You throw on a fun scarf and some earrings and some lip gloss, and you're good to go. You still have a little bit of style, and you're still staying comfortable.
You know what? I think that's great, and I think also scarves make wonderful gifts. You can't, you have a lot of scarves. I love scarves. You can't have enough scarves because, like you said, it really dresses up your wardrobe. So I want to thank you so much for being on our show, and how can people get in touch with you, Nichelle Pace?
Sure. You can go to the site at www.stylemom.com. You can also follow all the updates on Twitter, and that's twitter.com/stylemom, or find us on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/stylemom.
Great. Thank you so much for being my guest, and have a happy holiday. And my next guest in just a few minutes is a wonderful woman who was single, had her heart broken, and she came up with a wonderful idea to really help women, help girls, young ladies really survive breakups. And it is going to be wonderful to have my next guest, Ellie Scarborough. Now, Ellie has a wonderful quote that she sent me, and I'm looking for it right now. I really wanted to read it because I just think it's so wonderful. Ellie, are you there? Ellie?
Hi, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you perfectly. How are you?
Awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hold on a minute. I want to find your quote because I think, and I want to introduce you beautifully and talk about relationships. So just stand by. And this is a quote from Ellie Scarborough. She says, at Pink Kisses, and that's her site, at Pink Kisses, we want to change women's lives by inspiring them to take control of their own fate and reminding them that they are fabulous creatures that deserve to be spoiled time and again. I just love that because I think it's so, so very important. I think it's really so important that we view ourselves as special. And no matter what's going on in our lives, I think that's really essential. So my second guest is on-air reporter Ellie Scarborough. She left her job in a top 10 media market in 2009 when a guy broke her heart. And that inspired her to start her company, which was designed to help women get through heartbreak and come out stronger on the other side. Her company and her website, and you need to go to it because it's really fun, and she's got a lot of ideas that she's going to share with us today, is called pinkkisses.com. And what the website and the company is designed to do to encourage women to really focus on caring for themselves rather than obsessing. And ladies and women and young girls out there, we do obsess when we have our hearts broken. And so rather than obsessing over their exes, it's about really taking time to look at ourselves, to refocus in on who we are, on the special people that we are, and feel good about ourselves so we can move on, not just survive, but begin to thrive. Now, Pink Kisses is a wonderful site, and it's been generating a lot of buzz thanks to NBC's Today Show, Oprah Radio, Shape Magazine, and more. The site offers advice, encouragement, and a lot more that you're going to find out about in just a few moments. So without further ado, I want to welcome Ellie Scarborough because she has some wonderful news and some wonderful tips, particularly if those of you are out there are single and like how to survive and thrive. We're talking about thriving today, the holidays, and to come out on top. Hello, Ellie. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully today. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, breakup is very, very difficult, and oftentimes I counsel a lot of people regarding breakup, and a lot of time people go into depression, and a lot of time, particularly around the holidays are very tough as it is in terms of stress, and even though people love being with their families and love being with friends and love partying and celebrating, it creates a lot of stress, and it also puts a lot of strain on relationships. So you must hear a lot of people contacting you at this time when when their relationship is just sort of going downhill. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure you're aware there was a recent study that came out that looked at Facebook status change updates. You know, when you your relationship status on Facebook, you can be single or in a relationship or engaged or married. And what they found was more people switch from in a relationship to single in the month of December than almost any other time of the year. So we know that even though there is this pressure to be in a relationship during the holidays and this feeling of being all alone when you're not in a relationship and you're single, you're actually not alone at all. And there are a lot of people who are freshly single around the holiday time.
You know, that's so true because just this week I've been counseling two women of different ages who are feeling very down, very even depressed because they're not in a relationship and they're listening to their friends and their coworkers talking about what they're going to be doing with their husband or their significant others, and they're really feeling devalued. And I think what you do and what your site does is really build women up and value them. So can you tell us more about your site and more about what you offer? Because I just
Absolutely.
Think, I went to the site, I think it's incredible.
Well, thanks. As you mentioned, it started when I had my own heartbreak. And, you know, I was living a pretty successful life in a lot of ways. And when the relationship I'd been in for a year and a half did not work,
I was left pretty devastated. He broke up with me over the phone, and we've been together for about 18 months. And, you know, in some parts of my brain, I knew it wasn't working, but I was not ready to let go. And so when he broke it off, I was sort of stuck in this space where, you know, you're thinking about all the things that could have been or all the reasons the relationship should have worked instead of looking at the reasons it didn't. And really, the idea for pinkkisses.com started when I decided I had to do something to get myself out of this rut. And I called a local florist. I told him to send me a beautiful bouquet of flowers. And I put a little empowering note attached that said, girl, don't even shed another tear over a guy who's not sending you these. And it came in to my newsroom at the time. I was a reporter. And, you know, it gave me this boost. It was a small action in the sense that it didn't take much effort for me to call them up, but it made a huge difference. And because of that, that's what sparked the idea for the website. And pinkkisses.com really began that day when I received the flowers. I started thinking I started thinking about all the different ways to encourage and inspire women who are also sort of stuck in the trenches after heartbreak. And so we have all kinds of services and products to just help boost you, help make you laugh, and even help you reinvent yourself. So we're sort of a full spectrum of things.
So before we get into some of what the products are and actually what you do, because I think it's wonderful, I have some advice. He broke up with you on the telephone?
Yeah.
I mean, folks out there, nobody in their right mind, and I have a book, two e-books about relationships, one is about really letting go, like what you said. Sometimes it's very difficult to recognize when it's over. You see the signs, but you want to be in love, you want to be in a relationship, you want to have somebody, and it's very, very difficult to let go, and letting go is hard. But breaking up over the phone or texting or whatever is really a no-no, folks. We don't do that. So I'm glad you moved on, because I don't know who he was out there and if he's listening, but you know that's just terrible, really terrible. All right, tell us about what kinds of gifts and advice what you have on your site, because when I went there, I thought this is great. This is just like what it did for you when you received those flowers, and you took care of it yourself. But imagine somebody else getting that from a friend or a family member. So tell us what's there and how people can actually support their relatives, their friends who are going through or just ended a relationship or a breakup.
Well, we try to think about, and this is all based on experience and intuition, so we try to think about a whole array of items, and it's everything from little text messages that send you encouraging notes. You know, once or twice a day you might get something that says, you'll never see the future if you're dwelling on the past. Just little encouraging notes like that give you a boost to get you through the day. Also, you know, so often we're thinking about, is he going to call, is he going to text, and instead you're able to look forward to getting something from us. And we have our most popular item, which is our Betty Action Plan. It's a 30-day plan to really get that guy out of your hair. So it's emails that come into your inbox once a day, and each day you get a different action to take. So it's everything from defriending him on Facebook to finding a restaurant that you never went to with him to making sure that you have your support group of friends around you to help you through the time and the difficult experience that you're going to go through. It's not easy. It's a lot of work. But we think, you know, we have this plan to help sort of almost as a guidebook to get you through it. And actually, after 30 days, you can get another 30 days. That second month really focuses on you and rediscovering who you are. And then the third month, there's also an option for, is really a transformative month where you look back at patterns in your past relationships, and you find relationship mentors and think about what you really want in your life. And our whole goal with that is to make sure that you can find yourself first
and be happy with who you are. And then, you know, if you choose to go back into another relationship, you're equipped. We have flowers, of course, and we have
chocolate. I saw chocolate.
Yes. Better than sex truffles. They got their name because they are that good, and we even have testimonials to say it. we also have life coaching sessions, which I think, you know, for someone who's really willing to and ready to explore and examine who they are and set new goals for their life, it's a wonderful thing to have a life coach to kind of hold you accountable and help you through it. And our sort of creme de la creme is our Diva for a Day photo shoot. And this is an experience that you can do on your own, or you can do it with girlfriends. And it becomes like a party, a moment when you capture that time when you're reclaiming your life. And it is a photo shoot that we do anywhere in the country. And we send a glam squad to you with a photographer, a makeup and hair artist, and someone to make sure that you're getting strawberries and champagne at all times. And it really is sort of a moment when you can transform yourself into a pinup from the 50s. You can just be glamorous in yourself. You can be very down-to-earth, no makeup. Whatever kind of shoot you want, we create it. So that's our array of products. We also have virtual gifts, which is a really fun little thing to make you smile. And that is actually something that we do. There are two options there. One of them is called Kissing Goodbye, and you can upload a photo of your ex and watch it burn. And it's just sort of a fun way to say goodbye. And then the other one is a pinup pick-me-up, where it's sort of like Mad Libs in the sense that you get to fill in different words, and it turns into a poster of affirmation for yourself.
You know, I think that's so great. Because it's not really malicious, and because we don't really want to. We may think we want to hurt our exes, but in reality, we really don't want to resort to that. And this is a way of doing it that's nonviolent, and that that actually still gets the feelings out, because that's important, and also allows you to smile. Now, it's interesting because I work with a client, I guess, last year who, she didn't go to your website, but she had one of those Diva for a Day, it was a makeup and a photo shoot, and she decided to do it for herself because she was feeling down about her body and her looks. And she came back and she reported to me, Ellie, that it was the most wonderful experience because it made her feel beautiful. So I'm sure that that's what you guys do too. You, because you're going through this photo shoot with makeup and people come out of that feeling, like you said, transformed, but feeling beautiful and feeling good about themselves. So that's
absolutely
great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now,
it's a wonderful experience.
Yes. Now, you didn't go through that at the time because you were sending yourself flowers and chocolate, but
right.
I think it's a great idea. Now, it takes 30 days to get over a habit, and I like the fact, and for some of us, it takes us longer because we're dwelling on the past. And I think that when we're in a relationship, we build habits, and I like the idea that people can go to your site and access information and get 30-day information about making changes, because sometimes, and again, the people that I see, they are sometimes repeating the same mistakes in relationships over and over. They're picking the same wrong guys. They're picking the same guys that are doing the same kinds of things to them, and oftentimes they're going through the same kind of hurt. So this kind of strategy that you're using on the website is great, because women need insight. We need insight about what we're doing that's not working, whether it's in relationships, whether it's about fashion, as we were talking about earlier, whatever it is about about ourselves to make us feel better. Now, we're moving into the holidays, and there are going to be so many females out there that may be single, and it's not a bad thing. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It's certainly not something wherein you have to hide in your room or in your house and sit and eat chocolates, although if Ellie sent them, you have to eat those truffles. But if you're in your house, you really need to figure out a way to survive and to thrive. So Ellie has a few tips for those single folks out there, those single women, to help us feel good. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think the first one is really important, and we like to say wear a thinking cap with your party dress. So what we mean by that is, you know, you should be able to go out to parties and have a great time as a single woman or a single man during the holidays. Choose wisely, though. Make sure you're not going anywhere trying to bump into your ex, and probably stay away from couples parties that make you feel like crap, because it's okay to say no and to stick to parties where you know you're going to have fun. In fact, if you're thinking all the parties that you're invited to have couples and nothing else, go ahead and throw your own party and invite only single people. You can even have friends who are single bring other single friends, and it can be a really fun time to kind of bond with other people who are feeling the same way as you are during the holidays. You know, I think another thing that's important is to make sure when you are hitting the holiday circuit to go with other single friends. And it's a wonderful way to continue to build a support system. You might even recognize that some of your other single girlfriends are having a more difficult time than you. And it can be a way that you can build them up as well as having yourself built up by going with them and having a great time. And I think,
you know,
I'll
get back to your tips. I just wanted to interject a little bit. That's so true, because oftentimes females don't want to go to an activity or a party or an event by themselves. They do need a support system. So what you're recommending is really, really important, because it makes it easier no matter what, and it's also more fun. So you had a few more tips for us.
Yes. You know, I think a really important thing is to not be afraid to speak up for yourself as well. I know that most people have at least one obnoxious family member, or maybe a few of them, who always are asking about your single status. I think, you know, the important thing is to calmly remind them that it's better to be happy by yourself than miserable in the wrong relationship. It's okay speak up for yourself. You know, I think you can do it in a very respectful way, so we're not saying scream or throw a fit about it, but, you know, tell them if they really love you, they'll stop bugging you about finding the one and start recognizing how strong and incredible you are all on your own. And, you know, I think there's a little secret underneath all those jabs, too. I think a lot of people may be a little bit envious of the freedom you have as a single person. And that may be where some of the questions come from. So it's not always that they're trying to be evil and you know, just be nagging you about being single. In some ways, I think there is a little strand of jealousy there in some cases.
You know, I think that's so true, because if we could decide that for those single women out there, that rather than moaning and groaning about you need to be in a relationship, to really look at the lifestyle, which has, like you're talking about, perks and can really be very engaging and fun and stimulating in many different ways and differently. You know, my cousin is unmarried, and she used to constantly talk to her mom about stopping putting the pressure on her to get married so that she could have a grandchild. And I think it's really important, particularly for mothers out there. You're talking about relatives, and we're all going to be with relatives or friends around the holidays. And so it's really important that we do not put pressure on other people and want to change their lifestyle. And like you said, that we get comfortable for speaking up for ourselves and comfortable with the situation and the position that we're in. Now, you had a couple of more tips for singles for the holidays, and we'd
love
to hear them.
Yeah, I think one of the really important things is, whether you're newly single or whether you've been single for a while, you know, one of the things you can really do to make yourself feel better about the season and about where you are in your life is to be Santa Claus. Find a way to volunteer during the holiday season. You know, nothing makes you gives you more perspective and makes you feel better than recognizing how much good you can do and that other people have it a lot worse than you. So even if you're newly single and it's fresh and the wounds are real and, you know, there is sadness there, you can do so much just by going and volunteering some of your time at a nonprofit organization like Meals on Wheels or Salvation Army or Toys for Tots. You know, maybe if you have some extra cash, donate some toys. There are all kinds of ways you can get involved. And really, that is giving yourself the gift of perspective when you do that and recognizing that, you know what, the holidays is a joyous time if you let it be, and it's finding ways to do that.
And not only that, it really is a time of giving, and when you really are giving rather than bemoaning your fate or wallowing in your sadness and your misery, I think it really lifts you and it really builds your self-esteem and helps you feel better about you and feel good about what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing. I have family members who every year, even with their kids, go and donate time, and it really is an incredible boost for anyone in any circumstance, but especially if you're single and feeling down. I think the other thing is, especially if you're newly single, one thing you should do is never mind the mistletoe. Don't worry about trying to find some holiday mate because of the weird social pressure that, you know, pushes us to try to do that. But instead, focus on self-fulfillment and self-exploration during this time. You know, if there's something that you've been putting off, like going to the gym, go ahead and do it and push yourself to do it. But spend this time focusing on you. You know, you can take full advantage of holiday sales and buy yourself something that makes you feel gorgeous. And if you're taking time off work, you can always, you know, dive into that novel that you've been waiting to read. There are all kinds of ways that you can feel fulfilled without having a significant other.
You know, I think that's so very important because, like you said, when it's around the holidays, there seems to be a push and pressure to be with somebody and find somebody. And I've actually counseled some people and coached some females who are out there really figuring out whether it's looking at e-sites to find romance and love, and they're doing it with such gusto because they feel like they have to have a mate, they have to be able to have somebody to share New Year's with, to take to a holiday party and whatever. And the truth is that when they do that and when they're not really taking their time and thinking sensibly, they're just really feeling desperate, they're making wrong choices, and it's going to be that they're making a choice usually where they're going to wind up having another breakup, and then they're going to have to contact you all over again, which is great for you, but they're
that's
going to
not
have
our
to
goal.
Get No, that's not our goal at all, because from everything that I've read about what you do and what your site represents, it's really about empowering women and allowing women to feel so special about themselves, and I think that that's such a great idea, such a great concept, and we deserve it. We need it, and we need to learn how to stroke one another and give each other positive messages rather than looking at the stereotype out there that we're so competitive and all we want to do is be catty and talk about each other behind our backs. I think that we have a strong presence as women, and we need to be proud of one another. Now, it's interesting because I just wanted to tell you one thing related to one of your tips about really spending time with other women. There have been studies about how women handle stress, and even though we do have the fight and flight response, which is very much a male response, and we have that as well, we also have something else that happens within us when we're feeling down or we're feeling stressed. And what happens is we have a hormone that gets released in our brain that allows us to feel good when we are relating, talking, sharing with other women, when we are having a great dialogue, whether it's on the phone or in person, so that it really helps us feel better. So your idea of
being with other single friends, taking them out, being with a support system is so very important, and the research really, really backs you up. So, bravo. So tell
well,
us
thank
how
you
folks
so much.
How can folks get a hold of you, and how can folks, because once they go to that, like I said, when I went to pinkkisses.com, I chuckled, and I wanted to order the chocolates for myself, regardless of my relationship status. I wanted to really have all that. But I think something else is that they can send it to friends, too, right? So it's not
oh,
just
absolutely.
The ordering. Okay.
Yeah, and what we found is almost 50-50. We have girls who, like me, wanted to do something for themselves. We also have a lot of women who are coming together because of our services. And there is a really cool aspect of that. When someone gets it from a friend, every time they get something from Pink Kisses, because we do it randomly over a number of days, typically, you know, over a two-week period, you'll get different gifts at different times. Every time you get one of our gifts, you really feel loved by your friends as well. And so it's really an amazing, awesome thing.
It's a great idea. And it's nice
well,
to feel loved. Who doesn't want to feel loved? How do we get a hold of you?
Well, the website is pinkkisses.com. You can also find Pink Kisses on Facebook. You can just type it in, and you will see our pinup logo that comes up. And you can email me directly at ellie@pinkkisses.com.
Well, Ellie, thank you so much. I think folks out there really feel encouraged about breaking up, but they're not going – now, that's not a sign that you need to leave your partner just because there's this great website and Ellie has a way to make you feel good and with those truffles. I want some of those truffles. So it's really – I think it's really a wonderful, very creative, very inventive way to help women to feel good about themselves and to help women help other women feel good about themselves and to really share the wonder, share the specialness, and share the gift of love. So I want to thank you so much again for being on my show and for really being a wonderful guest and having a great website. And this is Ellie Scarborough. And again, thank you. And folks, if you are going through a difficult time with recovering from breakup, go to that site or tell your friend to go to that site for you and really get some of the messages and some of the treats, some of the gifts. You know what I love too? I like the idea, Ellie, that it's random, so that mm-hmm. when people are getting messages or they're getting gifts, there's that element of surprise. We love mm-hmm. to be surprised, and the fact that, oh, what a dreary day. Like, I don't know where everybody is in our listening audience, but it's been raining a storm out here, and it would be so nice if somebody was suffering and thinking how dreary the day was, to really receive something so special today as a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for having us, and everybody from pinkkisses.com wishes you a very happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Ellie. Take care. And I want to tell you that we have some exciting guests in December, a great lineup. We really are looking forward to thinking about other ways of giving. Ellie was talking a lot about giving and sharing, which is so important for people who are going through a difficult time. And next week, on December 8th, I'm going to be interviewing Marilyn Kleinberg, the connector, who will connect you and show you how to apply the Give First, Share Always mantra of eWomen Network, which is an incredible business network all around the country to help you and your colleagues grow personally and professionally. And I love something that she coined. I don't know if she coined it, but we'll find out next week. It's called co-opetition rather than competition. And with co-opetition, says Marilyn, you can actually turn the economy around, and we can make the business world a better place for women. So really tune in. And on the 15th of December, we're going to be talking to my guest, Rachel Mohanban from New York City, who is a licensed certified social worker. And she's going to talk about ways to really have your best relationship in 2011. She's created ways to really
strategize and to help you manage your relationships and to rekindle your romance and strengthen intimacy with your partner. So I feel really, really excited about the guests to come. If you have somebody out there who needs some encouragement, I think that our guests are the way to go because they offer you advice, they offer you tips and strategies, and people are here to help you move forward with your lives to create more power, more empowerment, and more ways to feel good about you. One of the tips in a couple of my books on relationships for the holiday season is to really make sure that, as Ellie was talking about earlier, and also as Michelle was talking about as well, to really make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And taking care of yourself is not just how you look. Taking care of yourself encompasses taking care of yourself physically. It's holiday season out there. We tend to overdo it in terms of food and drink, but sometimes it's about really deciding to take back a little bit, settle back, and to really make some different choices that we're taking care of ourselves. So I'm not telling you not to party and not to have fun. I had a very wonderful Thanksgiving, with even overdoing it a little bit with some turkey and whatever. But I'm telling you sometimes that you can do some of that in moderation. So physically is important. Emotionally is important. We were talking about really feeling good about yourself in terms of surrounding yourselves with people, surrounding you with people that care about you, people that feel that you're important, people that allow you to feel good about you. And really, that's what a friend is all about. And we can find that in loving friends and loving family. It's also important to take care of yourself spiritually, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you're spending all that time in a church or a synagogue, but it means spending some quiet moments with you, listening to uplifting music, spending some time connecting with nature, spending some time to really, really feel good about you. And mentally is another way to really take care of yourself. We have such minds that often tell us we're not good enough. So maybe, and we'll get into some New Year resolutions, maybe when we talk to a couple of our guests, it's about really deciding that it's important to shed those messages, those internal messages, that dialogue that incessantly goes on that tells us we're not good enough. Because my guests today, Michelle and Ellie, really told you something very different, that you are incredible, that each and every one of you, women, men, and children out there, are very, very special. And I think it's important to honor your specialness and to celebrate your specialness and to celebrate you. So I'm wishing you a great day, a great evening, and a wonderful way to feel good about you. Continue with what you're doing that makes you feel good. Continue with the relationships that feel good and that make you feel special, because that's what it's all about. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if your friends haven't had an opportunity today to listen, they can always go to Blog Talk Radio or DivaToolbox.com and look at the archives and take a look at some of the incredible shows that we've had, because they're going to be archived up there, including the two wonderful guests that I've had today. This is Dr. Joanne White wishing you a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting DivaToolbox.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.